WNTN, home of Grecian Echoes, the longest running Greek American program in the country.
Once again, good morning. Kalimera, olimera, ke kathe mera. We continue to say Christos Anesti. 40 days past the special day. Hope you enjoyed it. Seems like a memory right now. But we are delighted to have joining us once again in studio. We hear his voice every day. We've got customers of the week. And, of course, saving us money on credit card processing. Good morning, Artikanis Christos Anesti.
Good morning, Christos Alithos Anesti.
Did you have a nice time with your family Easter Sunday?
It was very, very nice, thank you.
Where was everybody? Who had the crowd?
My cousin Irene and Jim Zaffrey's in Needham.
Beautiful. So it was local in Needham, Massachusetts?
It was. There was a lot of us, and it's a lot of work, so I thank them.
It certainly is. I think that each and every one of us have hosted a family event at some point, and it's a lot of work. Everybody rotates and takes their turn, but it's great. It's great. So listen, first of all, there's a lot of people to acknowledge, and then today's topic, we thought, since you're in the electric business, electric vehicles, learning a little bit about that, and those electric vehicles have charging stations, so we'll hear a little bit about all of that. But why don't we start off with the basics? How's things going with the credit card processing? Anything new? Any new products in the market? Any new kind of these touch screens? What's going on that end? How's things going?
Great, thank you. Absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I know that the Apple Pay, I always set people up with the Apple Pay. The tap to pay.
Yeah.
And what I'm doing is, in addition to domestic and all the different my customers locally here in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and New Hampshire and Rhode Island, I'm also, I've met George Kleinus of Commerce Mart, mm-hmm. and what he's helping me do is he's helping me to establish both here as well as internationally, mm-hmm. helping customers find bank accounts and also help them with their e-commerce.
Mm-hmm. What exactly does that mean? Let's elaborate on that a little bit.
What that means, internationally, mm-hmm. for example, in Greece, it means that people who have difficulty getting a bank account, mm-hmm. We have a bank that people can use. Mm-hmm. And also, if they're trying to market their business, mm-hmm. He's outstanding at helping people market their business, mm-hmm. online, mm-hmm. as well as accept e-commerce.
Yeah. So and what's this gentleman's name?
His name is George Kleitis.
Mm-hmm. Greek?
He is Greek. Yep.
Yeah. And collaborating with him.
He collaborating with him and also his partner.
Yeah. So you're really moving the product line along and pushing hard. Yeah.
Thankfully, things come across my desk, and it's wonderful to be able to offer it to other people.
Yeah. Customers of the week. There've been so many, many names I recognize. Greeks, non-Greeks, taking care of. So rates are still climbing. We're locked in. So I don't even really worry about it. I see my charge, and then I see my credit every month, and I double check it as everybody should. And, there it is. So, but what's happening in the world of Eversource and the other big players? Are their rates continuously? Have they stopped it all? What's going on with that in that climate?
So rates, generally speaking, rates go up in the summer. Go down in the summer. They go up in the winter.
Okay.
It's been pretty consistent.
Yeah.
This past winter, they went up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They are coming down this time of the year.
Yeah.
But people, as they lock in a rate for them,
yeah.
They're always saving money throughout the course of the whole year because the rates go up and down.
Yeah.
And whatever rate they lock in with me, it's pretty close to what the summer rate is anyhow.
Yeah.
So it's a good flat rate.
Yeah.
They're coming down right now with Eversource and National Grid. They're coming down because it's summertime.
Yeah.
But it's still a great time for me to lock in people's rates.
I would think that at least around here, the month of March, April, May, utility costs are down. You're not running your air conditioner as much if you have electric heat, so there is no doubt it's cyclical, right?
It is cyclical. And by the way, the rates for National Grid and Eversource, while they'll be moderating, they're still high.
Yeah, compared to what they used to be. Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. And I know a lot of people who run the air conditioner and their bills are very, very high in the summertime.
Yeah, no question about it. This studio alone, I got to crank it all the time. It's once the sun shows rears its face here. The sun comes in.
Yes. And by the way, I had been promoting community solar a lot.
Yeah.
It was so popular, mm-hmm. that it sold out. There's none left.
There's no. You've got no more community solar left out on
Not
the grid.
Not until they make new ones.
Not until they make new grid plans, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. So it's a supply and demand, and the demand has reached the supply.
It's crazy. Even people who want them and ask me for them, I say, can't do it for now. There's just nothing available.
Nothing available. All right, let's talk a little bit about and something else that kind of electric vehicles. And what intrigued us to talk about this was actually just the other day I was with my close friend who purchased an electric vehicle and actually had an electric vehicle charger installed in his garage. I know somebody else that had that does not have a garage and installed a self-charger in their yard. Electricity, you sell electricity. If you charge up your vehicle, you're paying electricity rates no matter what.
Yes.
You have resources on to personally start, you know, getting people to install them in their homes or businesses, because it's all part of what you do, electricity, electric vehicles. I'm reading here something that there'll be over 85 million electric vehicles.
They're coming.
They're coming fast and furious within the next 10 years. That's quite a large number.
And it's a great thing that National Grid and Eversource recognize this.
Yeah.
And they're giving people credits toward it.
They are.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm helping people install them in either their homes or their businesses. So it's already in place. There's vendors right now.
Yeah.
Willing to install them in people's homes or businesses right now.
And you can, that's part of what you're doing. I think we
Correct.
Need to promote that. So listen, let's pay attention to that right now. If you are purchasing, if you have already purchased an electric vehicle, or if you're thinking of one and you want to get it all hooked up professionally through licensed electricians, Art Stamaris is your man on this. He's been looking into it, and it's obviously it falls into play with what he does. Talk a little bit about that. How'd you get into that?
Sure. One of the vendors I know, Bob Cardlano of the Channel Lighting Group,
mm-hmm.
He and also another gentleman I work with,
mm-hmm.
Things happen, and they just news comes in our direction.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've already had people call me at their homes to put an electric charging station, so it's already happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just such a big field right now that, and currently at businesses, homes right now, some people need to. Sometimes the charging stations take a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've advanced right now to charge much, much faster.
Yeah, yeah.
And people can, as a business sets up a few charging stations in the parking lot,
yeah.
It takes up a few parking spots to do
sure
this.
Sure, it does. Absolutely, yeah.
But as they do that, they can charge up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And frankly, even during the very hot months of the summer,
mm-hmm.
when the peak rates are very high during the day,
mm-hmm.
These electric charging stations in the parking lot can assist the building to have power without paying the very, very high rates.
Really? So in other words, it's somebody is offsetting this and giving incentives for this. It's all incentivized.
Yes, it very much is. Yeah, yeah, huge incentives to do this.
Yeah, I know more and more. Every week I'm hearing about somebody who bought an electric vehicle and is going that way. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's enormous, and it's coming very, very quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
So anybody who needs it, I'm happy to hear from them to be able to... home and business to be able to provide that for them.
Yeah, well, just wanted to do some of this information we dug up. It says the fundamentals are right here, and infrastructure needs to be built. The future of e-mobility, and that is electric mobility, and associated wins for customers in the environment will be found in collaborative partnerships with an extended ecosystem. Success will hinge on compelling customer incentives,
mm-hmm, yes.
Like you said, and the electrification of vehicles that appeal to the everyday needs of the consumers
yeah.
in the United States as well as Canada. So
so people don't have to be afraid to stay away from an electric vehicle now
mm-hmm.
because the technology is here now.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Again, it says within 10 years or so, more than 85 million electric vehicles will hit the roads in the United States and Canada, requiring not just a major system-wide upgrade of grid itself,
mm-hmm.
when you think about it, but the building out coordination and installation of critical charging infrastructure, street by street, state by state, and driveway by driveway and garage by garage. Think about that. What an industry that's, you know, as a result of. And to tell you the truth, also, you know, it's going to be a hybrid because I don't think petroleum's going anywhere, you know, with all
yes.
this infrastructure,
yes.
you know, you're going to need these big, you know, John Deere trucks to, push the dirt around to put it all together.
It'll certainly be a transition.
Amazing. No doubt a transition. I'm glad. It's smart for you to get involved with that. Get involved with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm just happy to help people.
Yeah. Listen, electric cars, you plug in. That's it. You plug it in.
Yeah. You plug it in, and you can choose between how quickly it'll charge up to.
Yeah, yeah. I know that these charging stations actually charge quicker than the home units, at least to this point.
Yes.
And they charge probably a little bit more, but you can do it in 15, 20 minutes. Ranges. What have you heard about ranges? I hear anywhere from like 300 to 400 miles is the range.
That's what I'm hearing also.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows when that'll improve too. But that's not a bad place to start.
Yeah, I'm sure at some point it'll go much, much higher. Who knows what,
yeah,
you know.
The industry is kind of its infancy right now.
Yeah, yeah. What else you get? You got some people you wanted to acknowledge, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you?
I did. There are just some people who are wonderful to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to you and Grecian Echoes. Bill Galatis, I just want to give a shout-out to him.
Yasu Billy.
Yeah, Billy. He's fantastic. He's got the Tresca, and he's got the Lindell's.
Mm-hmm.
And just what a great super guy he is.
Yeah, that's great.
And I thank him for people he's referred me to in his business.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hellenic Women's Benevolent Association.
Our Hellenic Nursing Home. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
All signed up. They were Customer of the Week about a month back or so. I saw that.
Yes.
That's great news.
Yes, and what a wonderful organization.
Yeah.
And so much good that they do at the nursing home.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the Grand Gala is this Saturday night.
It is.
Looking forward to seeing you. You're going to be there. Your wife's on the board, isn't she?
She is, in fact, yes.
There you go. So yes, we'll see you Saturday night on that one. Yeah.
Yes, and you're the MC.
That's it. I'm emceeing that event. I'm honored. Yeah.
This Skalkos brothers, George and Dimitri.
George and Dimitri Skalkos. They have a nightly program of a half hour of music with Peter. Yeah, good gentleman, good family.
Very nice.
Hard-working family. Yeah, they're saving some money on their electricity.
A lot.
Bravo.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so happy they contacted me because for both your home and their properties, I'm saving them a lot of money.
Great, great.
I want to thank Domitian of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church in Somerville.
Yeah, the Somerville community signed up, saving money on their electricity.
They work with Vangeli there.
Yeah.
Vangeli,
speaking of Vangeli, yeah. I saw it on Facebook last night. He's Parishioner of the Year.
Parishioner of the Year.
Parishioner of the Year. I think I saw that yesterday. Axios. What a great gentleman.
Great gentleman.
Great gentleman.
Yeah, Axios to
great
him.
Gentleman, yeah.
And but the nursing home having their gala coming up.
Yeah.
That'll be so wonderful to go to. I know St. Demetrius.
Oh, yeah. Your hometown community.
Yes.
Your hometown community.
Is hosting a wonderful concert.
Uh-huh.
And through the concert, it's a really great cultural event under the auspices of the Consul General of Greece and hosted by St. Demetrius. So we hope many people can come.
You're
to
talking
that
about
on May 7th.
The Psalti event.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
May 7th.
Yeah, yeah. May 7th, and that's active with them. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
So so many nice things, and I just wanted to acknowledge also with the Hellenic Nursing Home, my aunt Helen Antonopoulos.
Yeah.
She was one of the founding people.
Mm-hmm.
We lost her recently, but a lot of women spent a lot of time at the very beginning putting that whole thing together.
Yeah, it's a great event. And Helen, your aunt Helen, was so instrumental in my memory bank for these nursing homes. Radiothon, she was always the first one to come and the last one to leave. She would be at all four events with a great big smile. She'd answer. She had phone number one. So if any lines were open, she'd grab the first one. And it's the great memories that we all have.
St. Catherine's Church. Yeah, yeah, she was an institution.
Yeah, yeah, back when St. Catherine's was in Quincy.
Yes.
Yeah, back when St. Catherine's was in Quincy, yeah.
And I just want to thank, and also the Greek Heritage Night with the Red Sox coming up June 1st.
Yeah,
through Alpha Omega.
Yeah, a lot of events going on.
A lot of things going on.
A lot of events, yeah.
Yes, and I just want to say, of all the people, so many people have called me through this program.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that I was able to help so many people.
Yeah.
It was also wonderful recently to meet up with Dr. Nick Sarantopoulos over at Community Credit Union.
The CCU, yeah. They've got three branch locations.
Yes.
Great sponsor of ours as well. Yeah.
Yes. A great, 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 great guy, and three great locations. His staff is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm in cooperation with them, promoting Community Credit Union, and they're also promoting AWS Business Services for their customers for credit card processing.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
And electric bill savings.
Really? That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
thank
awesome.
You.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So that's great. And
community effort. That's what it is.
It certainly is.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on in the St. Demetrius world? You're involved there as a, I think you're on the board, aren't
I
you?
I am on the parish council, yes.
On the parish council, yeah.
Yes. What a wonderful, just everybody gets along great together.
Yeah. How was Easter services? Really busy. All the churches, all the local churches this year.
Thankfully, it was packed.
Yeah, it was packed. It was a really, really nice Easter season this year. It really, really was.
I'll also say that I helped usher, but among all the other ushers, it just ran smooth as silk.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very well run.
Special, special, special couple of days there. They're all week, very busy.
Yes,
very
yes. Busy. Yeah, and yeah. Again, Christos Tanesi to everybody.
Yeah, that's it. AWS Business Services. All right, why don't you give out your phone number once again. Save money on credit card processing and electric bill savings. Again, he can also assist you with setting up a portal for a home charging station for your electric vehicles. If you're considering it, just give him a call. Give you a ballpark of what you need and what you need to do. He's got people set up, professional electricians and companies. That's great. So, Art Stamos, once again, thank you so much. En a megalo Christo. We continue to say Christos Anesti. And I want you to give their phone. What is it? 1007?
617-877-1007.
617-877-1007. Art Stamos and call artnow.com. Yes. Art, thank you very much. Great to see you. We'll do this every month or so. Every 6 weeks we get together and we discuss another topic. We'll pick a good one for next time around. Have a terrific,
so
terrific weekend. We'll
thank
see you,
you
to, see you Saturday night.
Excellent.
Looking forward to it.